Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Doing the Devil's Tango. That was my DJ air horn. I don't know if you're going to keep it in the house or what, but it's a dating sort of story type podcast, you know, because I'm not an expert in love, neither are you, Kelsey, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Pardon me for not asking you for your credentials. Got a poster on the wall.
I have a PhD in...
Yeah, PhD in... failed relationships. But like me too, though. I was like, yeah, what's up? Yeah. Anyway, so this podcast, what we do is we take some of your guys' like emails, stories, questions, advice type things, whatever, and we answer them. You can send in your own questions at devilstangopodcast@gmail.com. It's linked down below in the description. If you send in a good one that's not too long, then you might get it on the show. First email, right here. Starting out with the big guns.
Getting right into it.
Getting right into it. What is your opinion on a prenup is the subject. It says, hi, Alex and Kelsey. My name is Anna, and I'm 24 years old. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and we are already planning on getting married. We're just waiting for him to get his master's degree and find a stable job. I work as a teacher, and I'm pretty financially secure.
Okay. Hey, good for you.
Not sure how that works, but good for you. My question is, what's your opinion on getting a prenup before you get married? And then she kind of goes on and on. She says, I mentioned it to my boyfriend. He was kind of defensive about it. I feel really confident that we're going to have a happy marriage and won't get divorced, but I've heard it's a good idea to get a prenup and not need it later as opposed to, or sorry, it's a remix. I've heard it's, can you believe I talk for a living? I've heard it's a good idea to get a prenup and not need it as opposed to needing one and not having it. Okay. But it goes, okay. So my advice on getting a prenup is do it. Always. I know it's not like romantic or whatever, and it kind of, I mean, you know, you said your boyfriend gets defensive about it because it's like when you bring it up, it kind of sounds like, you know, you're almost like planning on the relationship failing or like, you know, like you're expecting it to fail or something like that, which is not the case. It's just being smart. You know, it's kind of like no matter what you do in life, you should probably always kind of have a plan B, maybe a plan C as well. Like, you're like, I'm going to go to New York and be a famous Broadway star. But just in case it doesn't work out, I'm going to have something else of marketable skill as well. It's just a good thing to do. And like, yeah, as you said, a prenup, it's like, yeah, if you're going to have a happy marriage and a happy relationship, then like you're never going to need it. So it doesn't matter if you have it, you know? Right. It's like, well, you have a prenup, but it's like, we're not going to need it. But, you know, it's just there, just a little safety net. It's kind of like having life insurance in a way, where it's like, you're not expecting to die in the next 20 years, but in case you do, you have life insurance, you know? It's the same type of thing. It's just, yeah, it's better to have one and not need it than when you do get divorced, and then you really wish you'd had one. I don't know anyone who can relate to that. I don't know who wishes they'd... Yeah, so yes, get one. And if he's really, really just like up his own butt about getting a prenup, then that's kind of a red flag in a way. So you should really pull that thread. Like, why are you so against getting a prenup exactly?
Yeah. Do you want my money?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, if both of you think the marriage is going to work out, relationship is healthy, everything's great, then like there should be no issue getting one. Because it's like, well, but it's going to be fine anyway. So like, who cares? You know, sure, I'll sign, whatever.
Yeah, it's not like romantic, but it's just being... practical.
Right, that's the thing is with any relationship, there's a lot of, you know, I don't know, people get really concerned about the romantic aspect of it, which is important. Having romance, having being all lovey-dovey, that's important, but like you're two human beings in the world who have to coexist together, so it's like there's things that are not romantic that you have to talk about and deal with, like chores and prenups. Yeah, there's things that you have to like deal with and work with, and you know, life is not always romantic. And it's important to keep a realistic look about things. So yeah. I think that is good. Now, switching over to Kelsey here.
Uh-oh.
We got a real important question. You want to read this question?
Okay. It says...
What if you're like, no, I don't.
Good. It says, I need advice. Hello, I'm a bisexual teenage girl who really needs some advice. I've had a crush on this girl I see weekly for a while now. We talk a lot online and have a lot of shared interests. She always makes me laugh and makes my day. She doesn't know I like her in that way, and I'm very scared to tell her, yet I really want to be more than just close friends. Should I tell her how I feel, hoping she'd return my feelings, or should I keep quiet so that I don't ruin a friendship that could last forever?
The classic conundrum. I like my friend. I want to date them. Do I ask them out and potentially ruin the friendship, or do I keep my feelings to myself?
Yeah, and then there's the added layer that she is bi, and that this is a girl.
Right. It's a girl who has a crush on a girl in... doesn't say how old they are. Well, maybe high school? I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, and I'm just... I guess I'm assuming that the girl she has a crush on is straight, but it doesn't really say.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is that... because, well, here's the thing. Let me tell you about girls, Kelsey.
Okay, please do.
I feel like, you know, girl friendships are usually, like, very close and, like, emotionally close and sometimes even, like, kind of, like, physically close in a way. Like, girls hold hands and girls sometimes kiss each other and touch each other's boobs or whatever. You know, girls do weird things.
They can be kind of intimate, yeah.
Right. And so it's kind of like, you know, when you have a bisexual girl and it's like, this is my friend and we laugh a lot and maybe she's flirting, but I don't know. Is it just like, is she just like a flirty friend? Like, what is this? I feel like, you know, that's something that, like, as a guy, you just never have to, like, deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's not like, oh, my friend's being, like, really flirty to me. Is he just being a friend? Like, that would never happen in the guy's world, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, her being bi definitely adds a different dimension to this. I mean, I guess you know more about this than I would, but just based on my observations, he's like, yeah, girl friendships are definitely rather intimate as compared to, like, guy friendships.
Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, I've never been a guy in a guy friendship. But
you're not missing much, yeah. So, like, as a girl, how would you know if another girl liked you and was not being your friend? Or just your friend, I mean.
I don't know. So, full disclosure, I myself am bisexual.
Truth bomb.
And
Alex is a cook.
No,
okay, so you are bisexual.
Yes, and I've been in similar situations to this before where I've had a crush on someone.
You what?
Who was a girl before I knew you.
Oh, okay.
And it's pretty scary to be in that position because you don't want to ruin that friendship that you value, obviously. But if you have feelings for that person, you want to make them known and see if they're, like, reciprocated. I think anyone can relate to this, like a guy with a girlfriend or vice versa.
Sure. Yeah, it's not exclusive to bi people.
Yeah.
Bisexual people. It's like, yeah, it's a classic story, classic rom-tom conundrum. Rom-tom?
Okay? Rom-toms.
Am I right? Rom-tom.
Romantic comedies.
Romantic comedies, if you will. No, it's a classic rom-com situation where, like, you know, the guy, the girl has a crush on her best guy friend or vice versa, and it's like, well, but if I ask them out, then it's going to be awkward forever. And then you can't really go back to just being friends if you know that one of you, like, wants to date the other one. It's not platonic at that point. And so it's like, what do you do? I feel like it's, you know, but like I said, like you were saying, the added layer is that they're both the same, like, gender or whatever. And so it's like, that just adds a whole other layer where it's like, yeah, if it's a guy and a girl, typically speaking, you know, it's like the girl writing in is bi, but her friend might not be, but she doesn't know if she is or not because I guess they haven't talked about that.
And right.
Because again, you know, maybe if her friend learned that she was bi, not even that she had a crush on her, but if she learned that her friend was bi, she might feel a little weird about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, oh, we're, like, really intimate, but you're looking at me in a very different way than I'm looking at you, you know?
Right.
And so how do you deal with that, you know? You've had a couple girlfriends, right?
Yeah, I have.
And, like, was this ever, like, an issue you had to, like, overcome? Or were the other two kind of pretty much out and proud or whatever?
They were out. So it wasn't...
Mm.
With the ones that I dated, it wasn't something I had to contend with. But, like I said, I'd had crushes on girls that I assumed were straight or whatever, and I was friends with, and didn't want to ruin the friendship. I think I ended up just telling them how I felt in this one specific instance I'm thinking of, and the feelings were not reciprocated, but that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we just continued being friends. That was in, like, high school.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it can go worse than that, and it could potentially end the friendship, I guess, if you express your feelings and they're not reciprocated. The other person might be weirded out,
mm-hmm.
not want to be your friend anymore. But I think it's good to just come out with it. Because you don't want to be, like, repressing your feelings to try to continue your friendship or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, on the one hand, you'll always wonder, what if? It's like, oh, what if I tried? What if I had told her that I was in love with her or whatever? But then again, it's like, I don't know. If the friendship is that worth it to you, like she says here, I don't want to ruin a friendship that could last forever, she says at the end of the email. And so it's like, I mean, yeah, repressing feelings is one thing. But I mean, just because you feel something doesn't mean you need to act on it like every time.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Or that you'll always feel that way.
Yeah, you feel that way now, but maybe you'll meet someone else that you fall in love with more than this person. And you're like, oh, okay, like, it was just a little crush at the time back when I was 14 or I don't know how old she is, but whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a little crush and you find someone that's like, oh, like, it probably wouldn't have worked out anyway if I dated her. I was just crushing on her because she was close to me at that time or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, as you grow up, you'll come to be more comfortable in your feelings of, like, who you have crushes on and why. Because, I mean, I think we've all been there. Certainly you, Kelsey, right? Where it's like you date someone and then you think back years later and you're like, why did I ever date that person?
Oh my God, yeah.
You know? You're like, why? But like they just happened to be there at the time when you were vulnerable enough or whatever, enough to date them or whatever.
Yeah.
And then years later, you're like, why did I ever date that person? Ugh, mm-hmm. You know? And I mean, yeah. I think everyone's been through that. And it's like, this might turn into that kind of situation. Even if you did date this person like romantically, maybe you'd be like, oh, I wish we had stayed friends. Never mind. You know?
That's true. Yeah, so I guess maybe the safe thing to do is to just keep it to yourself. I mean, I personally probably would not be able to do that if I was in this position. But if you want to ensure that your friendship continues and doesn't become, like, weird at all, then maybe just hold on to those feelings and see if maybe they'll go away and just go back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Or see if you can transfer them to someone else.
Yeah.
Next email. Whoop. Says here, it's called, I've done literally nothing.
Slanty face.
Slanty, slightly frowny face. Okay. Hi, Alex. My name is Emily. I'm 16. Okay, so we're keeping this PG, everybody. I've never had a boyfriend, never had sex, never been kissed.
She said the S word.
I've never had a boyfriend, never devastating good, never been kissed. I feel like I'm really far behind, considering all my friends are dating or more than that. Wink, wink. You know what I'm saying? It especially hurts that my 12-year-old sister has had a myriad boyfriends, some of them my age. Record scratch.
So your 12-year-old sister has dated 16-year-olds? Chris Hansen?
I think you're focused on the wrong thing there, Emily. I know she's 12 and her relationships don't count. But it kind of sucks that she's ahead of me. I think I'm fairly average in just about anything. Basically, all this is just to ask if you have any advice for me. I know there's 1,000 people online telling me to take my time, but that's not what I want to do. I don't want to be able to vote before I've kissed anyone. Okay. Do you have any advice for what I should do? So, okay. So we got Emily here. She's 16. She's in high school, I hope. She's in high school. And she's feeling like she's being left behind because she's 16, never dated, never done the, you know what I'm saying? Never kissed anyone. And her 12-year-old sister is just doing who knows what with a bunch of 16, 17-year-old boys. Yeah. Which is a whole other issue that you need to address, Emily.
I love how she's like, it kind of sucks that she's ahead of me. Like, that should not be your concern.
There's way bigger issues going on here. Like, come on. Your 12-year-old sister's being trafficked or something. That's weird.
Yeah, you should tell your parents about that.
That's really weird. Anyway, didn't you know a girl who's like 13 and she was dating like 20-year-olds?
Yeah, my friend in middle school, she dated like a 25-year-old or whatever, and she thought it was so cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Her life didn't turn out so great, it turns out.
Shockingly. Shocking when that happens, yeah. Anyway, okay, Emily, I've said this a lot. High school relationships either suck or are mediocre. There's just a couple anomalies out there. where it's like, oh, I married my high school sweetheart. We dated when we were 16. We got married. We were 25. We were together the whole time. He's my first and my only and my whatever. And I don't think that's a good way to live your life, but that's fine if that's what you want. Like, I get it. But what I will say is you really want, I think you're coming at this all wrong. You want a boyfriend. You want to kiss. You want to devil's dingu or whatever. But it seems like you're not really concerned about the guy that you're doing it with, right? Like, you want to have all these experiences just to have them for yourself. But it sounds like you're not really concerned about dating someone who's, like, good for you and someone that you can, like, fall in love with and be with and all the actual important stuff. It sounds like you just want to kiss people and sleep with people because your sister is.
Yeah, for the sake of it, because your sister is and your friends are. That's not a good reason to want to do something.
Right, because, like, you're gonna be coerced into doing all kinds of things that you don't want to do just because, like, well, but I want a boyfriend. I need a boyfriend. And then you're going to end up dating some, like, douchebag loser guy who's going to get you roped in a bunch of dumb stuff and have to hang out with. I mean, I'm being a little bit hyperbolic, but, like, this kind of thing happens, right? Girls want to kiss. They want to sleep with guys. They want to feel loved, whatever. And then that gets them into really bad situations down the road because they're not concerned about who they're dating. They're just concerned about the fact that they are dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's your advice to this girl? I mean, you were 16 in high school and you were getting all kinds of trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, do you relate to this at all? Do you understand her feelings?
Yeah, I know in high school it's hard not to feel left out when you're not doing that kind of stuff, because it seems like everyone is. But I regret doing that stuff when I was that young, because it just amounted to a bunch of, like, bad relationships.
Well, it's just a bunch of bad relationships, bad experiences.
Yeah.
You know, you ended up doing things you regret doing.
Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah.
But I know that's hard to hear from someone, and you're not going to, like, take that to heart. Like, you want to experience it firsthand for yourself.
Yeah, I totally get it. Okay, I never dated in high school at all. But if I had had the opportunity, I would have loved to. Again, because everyone's doing it, and, like, what does kissing feel like? What does the boob feel like? Or whatever. Like, I get it. But, like, yeah, looking back, I didn't date really until I was, like, 21, and I don't regret it whatsoever. I feel like I didn't miss anything. I feel like I'm better for it. Whereas, you know, people who start dating early, I'm pretty sure most of them regret it.
I do.
And I've heard other people say the same things as well. And so I know you say that you don't want to wait because you don't want to be so far behind your sister, but that's a really bad reason to do something so potentially life affecting as yeah. Like sex and dating, you know, to be like, well, but my sister did, so I have to do it now too. Like it's because you're going to do it and then you're going to be like, oh, that's it. And it's going to kind of taint like your opinion of these things that should be really nice and wonderful, but it's just going to be like a competition to you. You know?
Yeah. And at worst, you could end up in, like, a really bad position. You could get an STI, or you could end up pregnant, or in an abusive relationship.
Yeah, because if you're going to date, like, the first guy who's going to date you, because you're like, well, I want to kiss. I want to, you know, go to movies, have the arm around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to do all that stuff. And then you just do it to, like, the first guy who shows interest because you just want to do the action and not the relationship, then yeah, you're going to end up in relationships that suck. Because it's like some guy who kind of gives you the time of day sometimes, and that's going to be your boyfriend. That sounds horrible.
So it's better to wait until you are a little older and have a better head on your shoulders. That's what I think.
Yeah. I mean, like dating in teenage years, I'm not saying like you should never do it. I'm just saying like you shouldn't really be so focused on the dating part. But if you find a guy who's really great and you get along with well, then give it a shot. But if you just want to kiss for the sake of kissing, you're going to be disappointed, I feel like. Next email. It says here, it's basically just one question. It says, how can I not come off as awkward in front of girls I have a crush on? So the guy's question is, he likes girls, and he's trying to talk to these girls. He's like, I have a crush on Melissa. And then he's talking to her, and then suddenly he's being all weird and awkward. He's making dumb jokes, and he's like, why would I say that? I never say that stuff. So how do you not be awkward in front of people you have a crush on? I think The big secret, that's not a secret, is everyone thinks that they're awkward. Everyone thinks that they're cringy. Everyone thinks that they're boring. Everyone thinks that they're weird. Like, the girl that you're talking to probably also thinks that she's being awkward as well. You know? Like, you think you're being awkward and telling dumb jokes. She probably thinks that her reactions are dumb. Like, after your conversation's over, you think back and you're like, why did I say that? And then she's probably thinking, like, why did I say that? You know, like, it goes both ways. Girls also think that they're awkward. Everyone thinks they're awkward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're not, like, aliens. Like, we have the same feelings. We also feel awkward and nervous and all that stuff.
Like, the big secret is, you know, someone you have a crush on, you know, the opposite gender, whatever it is. Like, the person that you're talking to that you have a crush on, like, I know it's hard because you have a crush on them, but, like, the big secret to talking to girls is you talk to them like you would talk to literally anyone.
Yeah.
Like, talk to them like they're people who are also awkward and trying to figure life out and who also have weird guilty pleasures that they don't want anyone to know about, like their secret hobbies, whatever, whatever. It's like literally every person is like this. So once you understand that they're also just as nervous as you, or they're just as awkward feeling as you, then you'll probably have a much better time going forward, I think.
What's your secret guilty pleasure?
I like rom-coms.
That's not a secret.
Not anymore. Secret guilty pleasure, rom-coms. I feel like my life is out there at this point.
Interior decorating.
Interior decorating. Really into that.
He eats a lot of gummies. A
lot of gummies. Sometimes for dinner, it's just gummy worms. Straight up. A lot of gummies, a lot of hard candy. A lot of diet soda used to be back in the day. I quit. Cold turkey.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, proud of you. I know. I should write a book. What's your guilty pleasure, Kels? Minecraft?
I do love some Minecraft, yeah.
We played Minecraft for like 6 hours yesterday. It's ridiculous.
I'm really into Minecraft. Guilty pleasure.
I mean, you're a huge gamer.
Yeah, but I don't feel guilty about that, though.
Right. Well, especially nowadays. It's cool.
Sometimes I like to watch those YouTube videos where it's like a baby getting a hearing aid and then they can hear for the first time and everyone's like crying.
And, you too?
Yeah.
You're like, I do have feelings. I'm not an empty shell anymore. I think everyone likes those though, right?
Yeah.
Or like puppies getting an artificial limb or something and they can run for the first time.
Yeah. Oh, I went down a rabbit hole recently of people who are colorblind getting those glasses that allow you to see color.
Uh-huh.
And then them like looking around for the first time and then they're like freaking out. It's, oh my gosh.
You're just sitting there bawling.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, guilty pleasure. Something I like that I don't really talk. I mean, yeah, interior decoration is something I really love. I love furniture. I love shopping for antiques and things like that. Just tons of Etsy. A lot.
He loves Etsy.
I think all my furniture is from Etsy, actually. Almost all of it, except my office stuff. That's from probably Ashley Holmes or something, I don't know. But yeah, so the big secret is there is no secret. Every girl you talk to and flirt with, whatever, they also think that they're being awkward and cringy as well. Like, when we first started dating, you were, like, really worried that you were going to be, like, too boring or too dorky or too whatever, you know? And so was I. I was like, oh, I got to be funny. I got to be whatever, whatever. And then turns out we're both just dorks.
Yep.
You know? And it's like, oh, this is so easy now. Now I can just burp and fart and all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Next email.
You're making fun of me?
No.
All right. Hello. I am 21 years old, collage senior. You go to collage? Are you sure? Just get your money back. I'm just kidding. Okay, 21-year-old college senior. My boyfriend's 23. He's just starting a new job. Our relationship has been pretty fast. Let's see. We hooked up 12 days after meeting. Yeah, it's real fast. I started dating a month after that. Okay. Because of COVID, I got kicked out of my house on campus, so he offered to let me stay with him. Long story short, we live together now, and I love living with him, being with him. We also got a dog back in July. Good for you. So, yeah, very, very serious in a short amount of time. The thing is, he's got a super good job. I'm still in my last year of college. He wants to get a house with me. He wants to get engaged by the end of next year. I love this guy with my life. During this pandemic, we were stuck together. Literally no one else for months. Sounds like us.
Yeah.
And I got to know every single thing about him. I'm sure he's the one. But I don't think I want to get married so fast. I don't know why, because we're basically living together anyway. I just don't. I don't want to hurt his feelings. It will break my heart to see him so disappointed or sad. How do I approach the situation? Okay, so she's in a relationship with this dude. They've been together for, like, looks like a year and a half total, give or take. Somewhere between a year and a year and a half. And everything's great. Relationship's wonderful. They got a dog. They got a dog. You know what I'm saying? And he wants to get married. And she's like, hold on a second. I don't want to get married that fast. I kind of want to, like, you know, live a bit more life before I get married. And she's worried about upsetting him by telling him that she doesn't want to get married. Now, I'll tell you, if you don't want to get married, don't get married. Don't get married. If both of you are not 100% sure about the marriage and the timing and each other and whatever, don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? Don't do it just because he wants you to. Don't do it because, like, oh, my parents want us to. Don't do it because, like, well, we're that age. I guess we have to now. Don't do it.
Yeah.
All right? Don't do it. You get married when you both feel like you're ready to do it. And if you don't feel ready, don't do it. Because here's the thing. I talked about this way back. I think it was like in the first ever episode of this podcast, maybe, where there was this girl and she moved to like Colorado to be with her boyfriend. And she was upset that he didn't ask her to marry him. And she's like, I moved out here for no reason. I moved, wasting my time. Mm-hmm. I'm with the boyfriend who doesn't want to marry me. My thing is like, you know, I don't know how this boyfriend feels about anything you just said, but you know, it's like, you don't want to get married, but you don't want to disappoint him. But the main focus should be on their relationship itself anyway. Like, if you have a great, happy relationship, everything's wonderful, and you love being and whatever, like, you don't, like, getting married is not going to make things better. And it's also not going to fix any problems that exist.
No.
So, like, if you don't feel like you need to get married yet for whatever reason, then don't do it. You're going to spend a ton of money. And you're going to pay a photographer $2,000 for pictures you'll never look at again. and then the relationship is still exactly the same. Like, nothing changes in your relationship.
Yeah, people have this idea about marriage that, like, it just, like, proves your commitment and, like, nothing bad can ever happen after that. Like, people can still cheat and be cheated on. Bad stuff can still happen. It doesn't make that stuff, like, impossible.
Yeah, like, just go look at, on Reddit, look at, like, r/relationships, and look at how many of those posts are about, like, my husband, blah, 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 my wife, blah, 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 blah. Like, you still have the same problems. People who are gonna cheat, they're gonna cheat. People who are losers are not gonna suddenly get their life together because you're married, you know?
No.
Like, usually it's the opposite, actually. So, yeah, if you don't feel ready to get married, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, they just have slightly different... It doesn't sound like she's completely opposed to getting married ever. She just wants to wait a little bit longer. And she should be upfront with him about that.
Right. If, as you say, your relationship is so great and he's the one, then I assume you have good communication with each other. I assume. Because it wouldn't be that great otherwise. And it's like, if you have good, open, honest communication with each other, then you should be able to tell him your feelings about, like, I want to marry you, but not yet. I want to wait a little bit more. And, you know, if he just really, really, really wants to get married for the sake of getting married, then that's a thread you should pull on and be like, why do you feel this way so strongly? Same with the whole prenup thing, right? Like, you know, if he's in love with you and he's cool with the relationship, then he should be fine to be like, sure, we'll wait as long as you need. I'm here forever, babe, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas if he's like, no, we have to get married. We have to. Then it's kind of like, why are you feeling this way? So, but yeah, if you want to wait, tell him you want to wait. There you go.
Yep.
Last email says, hello, Alex and Kelsey, if you're there. Are you here?
I'm here. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Surprise. Just can't have a pinata. Please refer to me as James. I am 20 years old. I don't have a lot of experience in the romance department, but anyone who knows me calls me a huge romantic. I get it. One of the reasons I love your podcast and watching your videos is because I love romance, even though I try to hide it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Like, I don't know. Well, when you're 20, everyone's dumb. Right? Everyone's just real stupid.
Sorry, 20-year-olds.
I mean, am I wrong? Am I wrong? Okay, come on. Like, if you're 20, 19, 20, 20 years old, look at the people around you at your classes, college campus, what are your high school, whatever you're doing, and just think of, like, is that a big old really smart group of people? No. No, it's not. You think you're all smart, but it's pretty dumb. Anyway, I'm not saying 20-year-olds are stupid. I'm saying, actually, I am saying that. Never mind. I mean it in, with love. Just kidding. But anyway, so he goes on to tell us all of his dating escapades. But we get to the heart of the issue here. It says, my question is, how do you know when you're ready for a relationship? I've gotten so used to being single that I'm not sure what it would even be like to be in a relationship. I believe that I'm ready for one, but I'm not so sure. So how do you know when it's the right time to be in a relationship? From James. Okay. So he's 20 years old and he's dated a few people here and there, as we see in his like big long story here. But it seems like he hasn't really had much luck, not a lot of experience. Nothing serious. It seems like it's all pretty short-term stuff. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, for example, he says, in 11th grade, I was with one girl for 2 weeks. Okay, so, yeah. Not a lot of experience. His question is, he's so used to being single now, so comfortable in his singlehood, singlehoodness-ship, that he's like, you know, I don't even know if I'm ready for a relationship. I don't even know if I want a relationship. So, Kelsey, how does one know if they're ready to be in a relationship?
You just feel like you are. You meet someone who you really like and you want to be with.
That's what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I was going to say. Hello? Right. That's what I was going to say. Is like, this goes back to kind of the same thing with that Emily girl, that 16-year-old girl with the 12-year-old harlot of a sister. Right, where she's like, I want a kiss, I want a date, I want to sleep with the guy. And this guy's like, how do I know when I'm ready for a relationship? But it's like, people are so focused on the relationship and the kissing and the sex and whatever. But they're not so concerned about the person that they're dating, you know? It's like, you'll know when you're ready to date someone because you really like this person.
Yeah.
And they make you happy and... And it's like, oh, it's like my best friend. And oh, like we click so well and everything's, you know, it's like you just know when you're ready, not because of like, you're like, I'm ready to kiss now. You know, you're like, because you meet someone who makes you want to be in a relationship with them, not just for the sake of the relationship itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because like, I mean, you know, I was single for many months and then I met, you know, Kelsey and I was like, oh, this is what I want. You know, it wasn't like, I'm ready to get back out there. There's more fishing to see or whatever. You know, I was like, I don't know. Life sucks. I guess I'll just die single, I guess. What's the point? The universe is going to atrophy into nothing anyway. So why bother being happy? You know?
Me when I was 15.
And then it's like, and then I started talking to Kelsey and I was like, I would like to have this person in my life for a very long time. And so how do you know when you're ready? You meet someone that makes you feel all bubbly and tingly and get all Twitter-pated like Thumper and Bambi, you know what I'm saying? And then you want to be with that person. If you go out just trying to date for the sake of dating, you're probably going to be disappointed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So yeah, but as I always say though, being happily single is a great skill to have, James. If you're totally cool with yourself and you're totally cool with your life while you're single, and then you just want someone else to kind of give you that little bit that you're missing, then that's great. But if you're kind of, I'm not saying you're doing this, but I'm speaking to the audience. Like if you're kind of like, if your happiness is directly connected to whether you are or are not dating someone, then you're going to be in a world of misery, disappointment. Yeah. But if you can be happy in your own right and then you have someone else who can just make you even happier, then that's a good place to start, I think.
Yep.
You know what I'm
saying? I concur.
Well, that's where we're going to end for today, everyone. Hope you had a good time. Hope you learned something new. Hope you had a couple of laughs. Like I said in the beginning, if you want to send your own stories or questions or whatever, you send them to devilstangopodcast@gmail.com. The link is down in the description. Got any final words, Kels?
If you say something nice about me in your email, I'm more likely to include it.
And then there's the Game Genie cheat code right there. Yeah, if you say Kelsey's awesome, Kelsey's has a cool voice, Kelsey's smart and all that, probably get on the show. Yeah, I was like, Kelsey picks the emails and she edits the podcast, so do what you will with that information. All right, everybody, we'll talk to you next time, I guess. Bye-bye.
Bye.